Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Having a great visit with our good friend Sam Norwood, senior partner with Tatum-US. Is that right, Sam? Is that what we're calling it now?
Tatum-US is the website, and we're just now just Tatum. Everything's the LLC is gone because we sold out to Ronstadt,
right.
That's
been a while ago
folks.
Now. So Tatum and TatumUS-US.com is the website. We're talking about the Tatum Survey of Business Conditions that Sam reports on every month with us that he conducts with having polled hundreds of business leaders and managers across the country who are associated with their group. Sam, employment is still lagging. We still have chronic. I don't care if unemployment did go down to 7%. That's the U3. It means nothing anymore to me.
Yeah.
We still have chronic unemployment. We still have the worst labor participation since the Great Depression. We got a sack of problems here in those terms, don't we?
Well, we sure do.
And your guys aren't helping much.
We think that. That outsourcing for as much as you can gives businesses, in particular small businesses, medium-sized businesses, you want flexibility these days.
Yep.
And so here's a shameless plug. Use help when you need it and then be able to smoothly say, thanks, but I don't need this right now anymore for a while when you don't need it. So that's what we do, but we also think it's smart.
And I agree with you. And I've been talking about outsourcing. In fact, one of the chapters in my new book is all about outsourcing. But Sam, the thing is though, even outsourcing, it only has a month delay from no job to a job. I mean, even outsourcing creates jobs.
It does. And our firm has full time folks who perform this functions on an outsourced basis.
Yeah.
So yes, it does. We have a problem of a changing economy in terms of what's needed, a slow to react population that is where there's demand, there's not supply, and where there's oversupply, there's unemployment. So and underemployment.
Yeah.
So it's a real problem. It's ruining a generation. Their generation of today's people, it's like a little editorial comment here, but today's youngsters in their 20s and 30s are experiencing something that you and I, as the older folks, didn't have to experience.
But it's also ruining plenty of older folks, too, Sam. There are plenty of older folks who can't get jobs right now, too, or they're underemployed. And yet we've got a runaway Fed, Sam, that keeps on cranking out, printing money up from nothing to prop up the stock market. I mean, Sam, what the Fed is doing is not helping Main Street, and it's creating a bubble, in my opinion, on Wall Street.
It might be. Asset bubbles, where does all that money go? Well, it pumps up the asset values.
It's not getting out to Main Street, Sam.
It's pumping up the prices, and if not the values, and it doesn't. In theory, it should be helping, and we don't know what it'll be without it. But here's as we look at our survey, we see that capital availability and pricing, looking out in the next 60 days, looks better. Well, here's where good news is bad news, and bad news is good news. If you think the economy is going to remain weak, then that's good news for interest rates because of what the Fed's been doing. If you think that business conditions are going to improve and be really, really strong, it raises the probability that the Fed is going to stop printing the money or slow it down.
But what I'm worried about, Sam, what I'm worried about is that the Fed is going to stop. I mean, they should never have started to the degree that they did. We should not have had QE3, I don't think. And and we sure shouldn't be continue to be pumping $85 billion a month into Wall Street. But when they start tapering, Sam, and the stock market crashes, which I'm convinced that it will at least have a dive, that's going to hurt Main Street that never benefited from the run-up.
Well, you got a good point. We'll wait and see. It looks like it's going to be pretty interesting.
And I pray I'm wrong, Sam. I pray I'm wrong. Hey, Sam, thanks for being here. Tatum-US.com, right?
Tatum-US.com, and I appreciate your having me.
And we'll see you next month.
All right, that's good.
Sam Norwood, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Sam joined us. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Do not go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.